everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Short Circuits. I'm Eric, and I know it's been a little bit since I've done an episode, but we were recording a joint combined episode tonight of Echo Base and the Outer Rim, talking about the news that has come out of D23. However, we hit some technical difficulties. So we're not doing that tonight. I thought this is a great opportunity to record something for Short Circuits. There is a topic I wanted to talk about. Now, I don't have show notes prepared, so I'm going to be winging this, so bear with me a little bit. But all I've got in front of me is just the article about this topic. But this is something that I feel a little bit frustrated by, and I feel like it's a little bit hypocritical, but I also don't want to overreact to it. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on, why people on the internet are so upset about it, what my thoughts are, but I also want to hear your thoughts. So I would like you to participate in this discussion. At least, you might already be in the discussion on the internet, but as far as the Random Chatter podcast community, we want to hear from you. So you can participate in Discord. If you don't already know, we have channels set up for each one of the shows on the Random Chatter Podcast Network. You probably already know that because we talk about it a lot, because it's a fun place to hang out and have discussions about the different things that we discuss. So, discussions about things we discuss. That was really eloquent of me, wasn't it? Gotta work on that. But that's okay. Go to randomchatter.com/Discord. It is free to join. The app itself is free as well. There is a Short Circuits channel there in Discord, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this issue. Now, if you want to send me feedback privately, you can do that as well. You can either DM me, direct message me in Discord, or you can email me. You can send it to shortcircuits@randomchatter.com, or because the word circuits is easy to get typos in, I know I've done it myself, there's nothing to be ashamed about. You can just email it to sc@randomchatter.com. That's fine too, but I would definitely like to hear your feedback on this issue. So here's what's going on. I'm going to give you the backstory real quick. Mark Maron is an actor. He's probably best known as the manager slash director, I guess, on Glow. He doesn't direct the show. He is the actor who is directing the Lady Wrestlers on the Netflix series Glow, a show that's doing really well. It's got a lot of critical acclaim. It's got a massive fan following. It's a good show. He is in the upcoming Joker movie, the one with Joaquin Phoenix. And he was recently on Conan. I think this was just last week. And he upset a lot of people. He said that superhero movies, especially the Marvel superhero movies, are, quote, for grown male nerd childs. Grown male nerd childs. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but that's not the point. So going on, he says, quote, I have some issues with them and I generally don't like them. I don't want to be bullied into seeing those movies. I'm a grown up. I'm not seven. And I think those movies are for grown male nerd childs. So he absolutely has a right to feel that way. Absolutely. And there is something to be said about people being bullied into seeing movies. Now, we've talked on the Random Chatter Network before about the fact that there are a lot of classic movies that I have not seen. And there's a particular reason for it. I grew up where I couldn't watch a lot of movies, and then I hit a certain age after my parents' divorce where I had a lot more freedom, and I watched like every movie that came out. So from the mid-80s onward, I've seen like almost everything that's been released, or at least it felt like that at the time. But going backwards from there, there's a lot of stuff I haven't seen. I've talked before about the fact that I have not seen the Godfather series. I have not seen Apocalypse Now. I've not seen Casablanca. And there are more modern things I haven't seen as well. I've not seen The Big Lebowski. I have not seen The Shawshank Redemption. Those are probably the biggest ones. But as a movie fan, when people hear that you haven't seen Godfather, you haven't seen Godfather 2, it's like there's something wrong with you. And you get bullied into feeling like you should be watching those movies. So I can relate to Mark Maron in that regard. I don't want to be bullied into seeing some movies too. If I'm not interested, I'm just not interested. Okay. That's fine. But I'm also not going to tear apart people who are interested in Casablanca or The Big Lebowski or the Godfather series, or anything else that they want to watch. And I'm not a big fan of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but there's a massive cult following for that movie. I'm not going to bash them for it. Hey, they enjoy it. More power to them. I'm happy that they're happy and that they're getting some sort of joy out of that communal experience. Okay, that's what entertainment's supposed to be. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be an escape from reality, and it's supposed to be something that brings you joy. So why can't we find joy in the stuff we want to watch? So yeah, being told that I'm a grown male nerd child, it doesn't make me childish or immature to like superhero films, first of all. Second of all, even if the movies are accessible to people of all ages, it gives me a way that my son and I have something that we can relate to as a family. I'm proud of that. And I, too, am a grown-up, and I, too, am not seven, and I don't see a problem with these movies. You don't have to be a nerd, as the box office clearly indicates, and it doesn't make you a child. So this blanket absolute stereotyping not only seems really archaic, I mean, it's kind of ironic that this is a typical 80s mentality from a guy who's best known for a show set in the 80s, but I guess that just really frustrates me. So anyway, he then tweeted, "Hey, Marvel movie fans, stop acting like outraged religious fanatics defending their belief system. It's okay if I don't believe. Let it go. Also, I'm actually a big fan of comic art. I'm actually a big fan of a lot of comic art. Try to relax your mainstream asses." So, first of all, if it's mainstream, then it's not just this tiny little microcosm of grown male nerd childs acting like religious fanatics. Right? I mean, if it's successfully mainstream, it means it's permeated beyond that little microcosm, but beyond that little nerd demographic, and it's hitting, well, again, based on the box office results, pretty much everybody. So I'm really kind of confused by, number one, the attitude of hatred about it, and then number two, him getting pissed off when people are calling him out for tearing people down. Like, hey, listen, you don't like the movies. Nobody's asking you to. I support him not wanting to be bullied into seeing those movies. It's not his thing. That's great. That's fine. I don't want him to watch the movies if he's going to be annoyed by them. That's a really sucky experience. You watch a movie and the movie's annoying. You feel like you just wasted 1 or 2 hours of your life that you're never going to get back. I've been there myself. I get that. I don't wish that on people. But, like, don't take away my enjoyment of something and then make it sound like there's something wrong with me because I enjoy something you don't. Mr. I'm starring in a comic book movie myself. Just it's DC and not Marvel. I mean, again, the hypocrisy here seems a little deep. Stop acting like outraged religious fanatics defending their belief system. I'll give them this. When people get hyper defensive on the internet, they tend to go full bore. And I'm not a supporter of that. I think that there are ways in which you can express your opinions, even if they're passionate opinions, without being jerks, without overreacting, without blowing things out of proportion. And I imagine a lot of people did in response to him. I get that. So he's probably pissed off about that. But I also think that he overreacted. I think, again, it's a little bit hypocritical to be calling other people out on overreacting to his response. In responding to his statements when his statement was kind of an overreaction itself. But okay. Regarding the hypocrisy of him starring in a DC Joker movie and then ripping apart superhero fans. He said that the reason he wanted to do the DC film is because he wanted the opportunity to work with Robert De Niro. He also says, you know, the Joker movie doesn't really follow anything from the comics. Okay. The Marvel movies diverged from the comics, even though they're still kind of comic book like movies. And we have not yet seen what the Joker movie is really going to be like. It does seem to have a different kind of thematic tone to it than a traditional superhero movie. Again, yeah, it's not going to directly follow the comics. That's great. Some other superhero movies haven't as well. But he wanted to work with De Niro. I get that. And Joaquin Phoenix, maybe. I get that, too. There were some really good actors in the Marvel movies as well. So if that's the excuse for wanting to be in those movies, I mean, Chris Evans might not be like a big name or anything, but Robert Downey Jr. is pretty well respected. Don Cheadle, I mean, come on. Benedict Cumberbatch. I kind of feel like, the opportunity to work with De Niro is a little bit different from the opportunity to work with, let's say, Benedict Cumberbatch or something. But still, you wanted to do it because you felt like there was an opportunity for you there. That's great. But it still doesn't sound any less hypocritical. You're starring in what's basically a superhero movie, or at least a movie born out of superhero comics. And you do have to kind of admit that the main selling point for this movie isn't De Niro. I mean, you would think it would be, but De Niro has had many, many, many movies that have underperformed at the box office. The main draw for this movie is the fact that it is based on a Batman villain, a superhero villain character. There's no brand confusion there. People know who this guy is that they're going to watch, who the character is. Okay. So anyway, Mark Maron has gone on and since, by the way, I'm getting most of this, the quotes and stuff I'm picking out, I'm getting from an article courtesy of digitalspy.com. I just want to give proper attribution to that. This has been reported on a few different sites. Digitalspy.com is the article that I've got up in front of me here at the moment. So anyway, Mark Maron said that he did understand that the way he worded things might have been triggering for some fans. And then he wrote, apparently the consensus is I'm allowed to have my opinion about MCU, but the use of the word nerd and grown man child and any suggestion of cultural infantilism was triggering. I get it. Noted. Not an apology. All it basically tells us is, hey, you said stuff. I saw that you said stuff. Okay. Well, I imagine that knowing that you are aware of what was said is only part of the communication. Like, did you process it? You say you get it, but do you actually get it? It's not just that I'm not bothered by the use of the word nerd. I'm not bothered by the grown man child thing. I'm bothered by the attitude. I'm bothered by the fact that you want us to agree that someone shouldn't be bullied into liking certain types of movies. But then in that same conversation, like the next sentence, practically, you're then trying to bully people who do like the thing that you don't like. So you don't want to be bullied into watching something that you don't like, but you want to bully the people who do like certain things. Again, the hypocrisy just, it doesn't fit for me. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. I'm trying to be fair here in looking at this issue, trying to be objective, And I'm trying to avoid the whole, hey, we comic book fans have been trampled on for so many decades and now we're finally mainstream and we're getting some respect and how dare you, blah, 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 blah. No, listen, what's this guy going to do? Take away my birthday? I mean, he doesn't have any power on over me. I don't think he wants any. I don't, my sense of identity and self-worth is not wrapped up in his comments. And unfortunately, I think that there are people on the internet who are so hyper defensive that they just tore into this. But I also kind of feel like he's on the other side of the pendulum here too. Like you get on a talk show and you rip apart a group of people who are passionate about something, but just because you don't like what that thing is and you feel like you have an obligation because it's become such a big pop culture zeitgeist. Yeah, don't watch it. Don't succumb to that. I support that. I totally support that. But don't tear me apart for liking it. You don't know me. You don't know whether I'm a man child. And by the way, there are plenty of female fans too. So again, kind of promoting that stereotype. Dude, you're like 2 decades too late, at least maybe 3 decades too late. Like the world has moved on from that attitude. And listen, I don't know anything else about Marc Maron. I know nothing about him. I don't know. I try to keep up with what celebrities are like outside of their work. Like, how are they as people? How do they treat the people around them? I don't know this guy, and I'm not going to claim to. I'm only basing my comments just on this one interaction. So I want to be very clear about that. And I'm not asking for any sort of retaliation against the guy either. I think that's completely inappropriate. I'm just making a counterpoint here. I'm just exploring this sort of interaction. Okay. But, and I'm a fan of GLOW. I still got to catch up, but I'm behind on a lot of different shows right now. So that's nothing new. But I do kind of feel like, so I see two things going on here. Number one, there's still the not understanding, the misunderstanding, again, the most eloquent way to word things, but the misunderstanding of fandom as a thing, as a cultural experience. There's a lot of crap going on in the world right now. And it seems to be that crap level, the crap degree is increasing. And it seems to be increasing faster and faster. Our fiction is a way to escape that and to look beyond the world that we're stuck in. Everybody has something going on in their lives where they feel stuck, where they feel like, I would change this if I could. And there's something preventing me from making that change. And that's frustrating. And so people look beyond that. That's why fiction of any sort is a thing, whether it's superhero fiction or whether you're reading Agatha Christie novels or 17th century French poetry, like whatever it is. It's a form of escape. It's a form of creative thinking where you are placing yourself in a world outside the one that is your reality. And you're imagining what it would be like to live in that world. There's nothing wrong with that being science fiction. There's nothing wrong with it being fantasy or horror or dystopia or superhero stuff. Okay? So I think that people maybe don't understand why fandom has become a cultural community. Part of it is how ubiquitous social media is today. It's very easy to connect with strangers over a common shared interest. And then part of it is the fact that you have people coming together and appreciating the same thing. They have maybe nothing else in common, but that passion that they have for that fan activity or that fan content, they can share that with one another. That's a way to bring them together. And that's a cool thing. I don't want to sound too sappy, but that's kind of a big deal in a world where things are driving us further and further apart, that we have something that instead could bring us together. I think that to diminish that, not just to diminish it, but to ridicule it in such absolute terms is ignorant. And I mean that not as an insult, but I mean, the textbook definition of the word ignorant, like he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. And I kind of wish he did, because maybe he would look at it differently. But it's very short-sighted. I don't know. I just, that's very frustrating to me. So, I don't know. That's one way in which I find this really frustrating. And another way is that it just, he's complaining about people overreacting on the internet. And we'll just say in public, okay? He doesn't need the internet to overreact. He has late night talk shows and things like that. But it's basically the same thing. He's just using a different outlet for it. So, again, the hypocrisy by this just seems, it's really disappointing. I'd like to know what you think about this, though. I'm not trying to tear him apart. It's just, this is the most recent example of a celebrity kind of not getting the sense of community and support that people involved in a fandom have for one another, and not seeing it as a positive thing, but instead seeing it as the type of thing where people feel they need to ridicule it or to lessen those people as consumers of media. And that's just really sad. So I hope maybe that he learned something from this and has a different perspective. I don't have any reason to expect that he would, but I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this wrong. Maybe I need to be angrier about it, or maybe I'm overreacting just in what I've said so far. I don't really know, but I would like to know what you think about it. So I'm sorry that this episode's been a little bit of a downer, but I don't know. On the other side, though, I think that it's important to kind of look at the effect that fandom has on us as a culture. And it is a different situation now than it was 10 or 20 or especially 30 years ago. When I was growing up, if you were into comic books, you were a nerd. And if you were a grown up and into comic books, you were a nerd, grown man, child thing. Like, these stereotypes, those were real. But that's not the world we live in now. So I don't know. I would like to know what you think about it. So once again, hop into Discord, randomchatter.com/Discord. Let us know in the Short Circuits channel what you think, or you can email me sc@randomchatter.com. I would love to know what your feelings are on this issue. And that's it. I'm going to wrap up this episode of Short Circuits. So until next time, take care.